I got to work out a little more. All right. So I want to bring up the next gentleman because he has changed my life. He is a life changer, okay? He is, the next gentleman coming up, he is an opinion leader to the opinion leaders. He is a leader of leaders, yes? So leaders call him, okay? So, you know, like there's everybody has a leader, and then these leaders have another leader. That's the group that he surrounds himself with. And I want to set him up by a video. So let me show you this video real quick before he comes out because he needs more than just words. He needs a video. Now, how do we do this? Okay.
Since you're representing yourself, we invite you to make an opening statement if you'd like to.
No, I was just curious how I did. That's all.
All right, well, the medical advisory board has informed us that the battery of tests to which you've been subjected, you've passed these tests with flying colors. And we congratulate you for that.
Thanks.
However, this commission, in good conscience, cannot recommend you for a license, and we therefore deny your application.
Didn't I do what you asked?
Yes, you did.
So I should get a license, right?
Not exactly.
So why'd you give me all them tests if you was never passing me?
We've got to stand by our decision here, and we have to deny your request for a license at this time.
Yo, don't I got some rights?
What rights do you think you're referring to?
Rights, like in that official paper that they wrote down the street there?
That's the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, the Bill of Rights. Don't it say something about going after what makes you happy?
No, that's the pursuit of happiness. But what's your point?
My point is I'm pursuing something and nobody looks too happy about it.
But we're just looking out for your interests.
I appreciate that, but maybe you're looking out for your interests just a little bit more. I mean, you shouldn't be asking people to come down here and pay the freight on something they paid. It still ain't good enough. I mean, you think that's right? I mean, maybe you're doing your job, but why you gotta stop me from doing mine? Because if you're willing to go through all the battling you gotta go through to get to where you wanna get, who's got the right to stop you? I mean, maybe some of you guys got something you never finished, something you really wanna do, something you never said to somebody, something. And you're told no, even after you pay your dues, who's got the right to tell you that? Who? Nobody. It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you wanna be and do what you wanna do. You know, the older I get, the more things I gotta leave behind. That's life. The only thing I'm asking you guys to leave on the table is what's right.
Awesome. Now, did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he said? There's rights, and then there's responsibilities. There's rights and there's responsibilities. It is your right to wake up whenever you want. It is your right to talk to however many people you want. It is your right to stay within your comfort zone. It is your right to sit in the back if that's what you choose. It is your right to be quiet if that's what you want. But it is your responsibility when you connect. It is your responsibility to share the 90 for Life message. It is your responsibility to tell people the truth. There's no word that is more enticing, that's more exciting, that's more sexy, that's more attractive than the truth. And this man has told me nothing but the truth for the last 3 years. My wife and I, my kids, we are indebted to this man. This man has changed millions of lives. This man has changed more lives than he can ever imagine. And he is real. And that's what I love most about him. I want you to stand to your feet and give our first ambassador the welcome that he deserves, Mr. Tom Chenault.
This is my first rodeo. Nobody said you had to be smart to be rich. Think about that. All of you guys are going, look how dumb he is. Look how dumb he is. He doesn't even know how to turn on a microphone. How's your checkbook balance? All right, here we go. I am going to tell you nothing but the truth. And Andrea kind of hit the nail on the head when she said she had to introduce me and she was kind of nervous about that, remember? Okay, so imagine me. I'm a 26-year recovering alcoholic homeless guy that didn't have a dollar to his name. Yeah, that's right. beat to death by life. Beat to death by life. Unemployable. I was a stockbroker. I lost all the licenses. They kicked me out of the business. And at the end of the day, no one wanted anything to do with Tom Chenault. And I like to make up this, what we all do is we write this story of our life. You know, we all do it, every one of us, and we make ourselves this wonderful, magnificent hero through our story. But none of it's true. Here's what's going on. I was just a mess. I was a terrible first husband. I'm a great second husband. I'm all those things that you don't, this whole thing is this, can I use a handheld? Instead of this, can somebody get me a handheld? I don't, this popping's bugging me. So anyway, self-esteem wasn't exactly my golf game. And I have done more court-ordered psychiatric analysis, you know, to try to figure out this goofball in between these ears right here. And they've always said something was wrong. And when I finally got into multi-level marketing and network marketing, I got a whole new distinction called nothing's wrong. You're awesome just the way you are, just the way God made you. But you just need to get trained and developed to figure out the miracle called you. So I've spent my life trying to figure that out. And one of the courses I took told me there was a sentence that we all have. And I was told, where's my boys from Young? Right there. We were having dinner last night. And I was telling these guys that